to report that the United States Pentagon, Peter Cook, has identified that the U.S. forces will continue to target Syrian and Russian airplanes is quite a declaration of war before a declaration of war, because essentially what the United States has said is that we're not going to go through the United States Congress about this. We're simply going to follow our military advisors in the Obama administration, and if any Syrian airplane or Russian airplane approaches American troops, which are giving aid and comfort and training to the enemy of the Syrian regime, which includes members of ISIS, which includes members of the al-Nusra Front, which includes Kurds, if the U.S. forces are approached by Syrian forces, legitimate Syrian government forces defending their country, then the U.S. is going to destroy them. Well, essentially what that says is it's war already, and now the Syrians and the Russians have a choice, and the choice is always quite simple. The Syrian government's obligation is to protect its people and protect its land from invaders, and in this act, the United States is invading Syria. It is fostering a war, it is paying for mercenaries, it is using Saudi Arabian Wahhabists to invade Syria and create chaos, as well as some of the Kurdish elements. So the response, of course, I think needs to be an absolute, uncompromising, unyielding stance of power and strength by the Russians, by the Syrians, by the Iranians, and by the Chinese, a concerted coalition of countries that are dedicated to peace and stability, attacking an infection of instability and chaos, which is the United States forces and its mercenaries that have been hell-bent on removing Assad. Now, aside from the political, military insanity of the United States doing this, which incidentally should be brought up in the United Nations court, a Security Council forum, and an official debate and an official sanctioning and condemnation of the United States must take place, because this is a violation of everything that the world of nations stands for. The integrity of nations is absolutely sacrosanct and cannot be violated, yet the United States has been doing that at every turn. They've not asked permission. They've not asked for any sort of invitation from the Syrian government, as the Russians have obtained. They've simply run roughshod and done exactly what they've done, wanted to do, in contravention of international law. Now, it's very important to understand the psychological mind of the United States military right now, as well as the United States Obama administration, because it is extremely unbalanced. It's extremely, I would suggest, sick by chemicalization, because the United States military has a long history of medicating its soldiers, and now we have a new policy of transgenderizing and homosexualizing its soldiers, and that is causing a very serious mental break. The American military has suffered traumatic changes, traumatic psychological confusion, and it's extremely dangerous because of all of the social experiments that the Obama administration has been injecting into it for the past 8 years. So as a result of the transgender, homosexual, highly medicated American troops following the arrogance and the hubris and the paranoia that it has been living and breathing since September 11th, we have a Frankenstein monstrosity that is out of control, that is tipping over nations and burning and destroying at will. So the psychological, emotional, chemicalization, the instability of the American military soldier, there are many good ones, of course, but many good ones are coming out because they cannot agree with the moral insanity that is currently infecting the military or the military mission in the U.S., and nor can they agree with the commander-in-chief, who has all sorts of perversions and insanity connected with him. Now we see the American military really at the last stages of trying to re-identify itself, reassert its power, to try and dominate the world by demonstrating no one is going to push the United States around, no one is going to bomb any terrorists that we finance and that we train, and we're going to wage war against anyone who does. So it's in complete contravention to the U.S. Constitution. it's in complete contravention to the laws of nations that the United States is doing this. So the response, of course, needs to be a concerted effort, a cool-headed effort, a dispassionate effort by Russia, by Syria, by Iran, and by China. Only through a large coalition of nations can the United States lose its moral, political, and military support from Europe, which is essential, and it will also turn the tide very quickly from Saudi Arabia, who is also on its last legs of a regime, and they will soon see a choice. If they follow the U.S. model, they will be the next nation to fall. Whereas if they retreat and stop this insane attempt of destabilizing Syria and ally with Russia, China, and Iran, Saudi Arabia may have a chance to survive. And that's the only way to deal with the United States. You deal with the bully by not putting up with the bullying actions, but actually knocking him to the ground with the force that he's trying to wield on others.